And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. PETA is coming to town. They'll be in West Monroe today. They say they'll bring their Hell on Wheels life-size hyper-realistic chicken transport truck. It's covered with images of chickens in their cages on the way to slaughter. They say they will bombard the city of West Monroe, Thomas Road area, with recorded sounds of the chickens' cries. They'll either be at Chick-fil-A or Raising Cane's later today. The Louisiana Senate has approved legislation that would stop Louisiana's plan to slow drivers down on the I-10 Atchafalaya Basin Bridge. Taco Fox tells us more.
New Iberia Senator Blake Miguez's measure would repeal a section of the 2021 state law that calls for speed cameras on the Basin Bridge. Motorists caught speeding would pay a fine double the normal penalty for speeding. Miguez says a $750 to $800 speeding fine is way too high.
Our locals are in support of the bill, including our sheriffs, our DAs in the 16th and the 18th JDC who have jurisdiction over the Atchafalaya Basin Bridge.
The measure heads to the House floor for more discussion. I'm Tico Fox.
The full House overwhelmingly has approved legislation requiring schools that receive state dollars to have the Ten Commandments posted in their classrooms. Opponents say it's unconstitutional because it's an endorsement of religion, but Chalmette Rep. Michael Bayham argues the Ten Commandments set the foundation for the laws we follow today.
This is where we get our foundational beliefs of what's right and what's wrong. Otherwise, where do we get our sense of right and wrong? Does it just pop in our heads? Or does it just come from a statute book? Everything traces back to the Ten Commandments and Western civilization.
New Orleans Representative Mandy Landry says having the Ten Commandments displayed could create issues beyond the Constitution.
So we have in little kids' classrooms words like adultery and coveting your neighbor's wife. How is that appropriate when it's not appropriate to teach a child about how they get pregnant when you're going to talk about what adultery means in the Bible?
Despite the opposition, the measure passed on an 82-19 vote. Denham Springs Representative Roger Wilder believes it would do students good to see the Ten Commandments every day.
I think the moral decline of our kids in general is something we should be concerned about. So if somebody can answer what's so unmoral about the Ten Commandments, don't steal, don't kill, whatever, we can't argue that a child seeing that and learning from it is a bad thing.
And the streak is over. The Raging Cajun 16-game winning streak on the baseball diamond ended last night as Louisiana Tech defeated UL Lafayette 7-2. Tech had 15 hits at the plate, and the Cajuns will host Marshall this weekend.